Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. My name's Paul, I'm your Game Master, and with me I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Holla.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hello.
Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Alright, that's everybody. So, Colin, I think you have notes, but let's see who actually remembers what happened last time.
The last two episodes included the actual fight.
Okay.
With, what's her name? Boom Saint.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we recruited that. Family reunions happened. And then we went to a claw sale.
Shopping trip.
Oh, thank God. It's nothing, so it's nothing
you just summarized the beginning of episode one and the end of episode two.
Yes.
Yeah.
He specifically went through both halves of the episode.
Are there any important things that didn't get mentioned, Colin?
Yeah, so apparently there were some people in black suits wandering around the city looking for Bedlam. Weasel and Bright Force went to a party, a family party. Damon met with his lady friend to investigate his apartment break-in. And they
Damon's lady friend.
Damon met with Rico's lady friend.
Oh, Rico's. Okay.
I've got a theory about her that I don't want to say anything because it might give Paul ideas.
No, I'm curious what the theory is.
Yep.
Yeah, don't ever.
I told Rob.
Because I have plan.
Yeah, and then I elaborated further onto it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't like that, do you?
No.
You know, you should just give Paul like a crazy theory that like you don't think he would take.
Hey, I am.
But then say yours, and he'll take the first one.
I have minor plans for her, but nothing huge yet.
Lies.
Anything else really relevant? Oh, they went shopping, and I believe each one came away with purchases.
Oh.
Would you like to state what you ended up purchasing for the group, just real quick?
I got like a cloak of elven kind.
Yes.
What is it?
It's something equivalent to the cloak of elven kind, right?
Yeah. I have other stuff. What is? Oh, some tangler grenades. And I think an improved. Melee gear.
Yep.
Increases my damage by one monk die.
Yep. So instead of a D4, you're a D6 or D6, you're a D8.
And if you have a D12, it turns to a D20.
No. I believe the highest monks go is a D10, so it would go to a D12.
But if he takes the unarmed style, unarmed fighting style,
then it would go up to a D12, becomes 2D8.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't think the unarmed. What book is that in? I thought the unarmed fighting just made it so that you deal damage. Physical damage with melee attacks. I didn't know it increased your melee die.
I don't know if it technically.
I thought it was one of your fiats.
Yeah, it's something I did. I would allow it to. If you have that combat style, it will increase your monk die by one stage.
You told me to be more loud when I want. I have a question. My question is, didn't I get the boots of elven kind?
To negate your disadvantage and
stealth,
yes.
Fantastic. Okay, question over.
Mike, what'd you buy?
I bought thermal vision mask.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And gloves of thievery.
And I think I did eventually go with that. There is no charge on that. It's all the time.
Which is appreciated because otherwise that's a horrible nerf for a wonderful item.
Yeah.
You also got the cloak of protection.
No, I did not.
But you did have to register them.
Yes.
With the FSA.
Yes. Which I get.
That are literally built to make thieves better, or stealthy rogue type people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, what did you buy, Damon?
So, I replaced my basic tactical energy pistol with a rating 2 energy pistol.
Tactical.
And got a second one, so I can dual wield.
Both tactical or no?
Both tactical, both rating 2.
Okay.
Both heavy.
No,
both heavy. I don't have the strength for that.
Yeah.
But I do not have the advanced energy cells to go with them yet.
They're not that expensive, but
I just haven't had
I'm a little broke.
No, I actually still have some money left.
Okay, because you could probably afford
them. I could have afforded them if I wanted to.
Okay.
But I'd rather have money left over. I also got a Cloak of Protection.
Mm-hmm.
And the improved melee gear as well. Which is, I can get a +1 to my hit and damages, 5 charges of that.
Yep.
The question about it. Is it per hit that I use the charge it's or per round? Okay. Because I would burn through an entire charge in a round then.
I know. Same with Colin.
He doesn't have the dual will, the two weapon fighting yet.
No, but
he could
monk punches.
Yep.
Okay, so I believe that's where we left off. If there's anything anyone else wants to say before we jump into the next part, let me know. Oh, mm-hmm. Other notes. in case I forgot to say that. So Natalie and I have been dating for almost 2 years, and we just got engaged this past Wednesday.
Yes.
That's why we didn't record the other podcast.
Yellow.
Mazel tov. What?
Oh. Yellow.
I have notes now, because, you know, I actually had time to prepare.
Woohoo!
Yay, Paul!
Okay, so the shopping's going to take a while, and then
of course.
I believe, if I remember correctly, Brightforce got her motorcycle, and so did
Damon.
And Colin got a bicycle. So, that's going to take most of the day, the shopping and the getting things fit and making sure things are working.
Make sure everything is attached to my mask that needs to be attached to my mask.
You don't I got have the it little going power the wrong buttons. Way. You don't have a filter going the wrong way.
Keep water out. No, let water in.
The gas mask, it just channels everything in.
Oof.
Yes. So we get everything set up. And
then it's about probably 8 or 9 o'clock by that point.
I bought some thermal grenades and gas grenades.
Mm-hmm. Nothing destructive from what I can tell.
They're not thermal grenades. No. Gas grenades, so darkness, and then the poison.
The pepper punch.
The gas grenades.
Yes.
If you play Shadowrun, they're pepper punch grenades.
I don't know what that is. But in any case, I have something else I need to take care of now.
Yes.
Is it because
you said it's 8 o'clock-ish.
Oh, you're right, your date.
Yeah.
You didn't prepare a date!
I totally forgot the date was tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go pick up Guinevere.
Mm-hmm.
She is in... So where did she tell you to pick her up?
She...
I thought you guys were just meeting.
No, she definitely told you to pick her up.
Yeah, but she didn't say where.
Oh, but like half an hour before you're supposed to meet, she shoots you an address.
Okay.
So you get a text from Guinevere, and it's just to pick her up at an address in Olympus, which is it's the richest part of town, besides the Gold Coast, which is super. So they operate on a different level. We don't really talk about it. It's a small district.
Yeah. Hi. Gold Coast here.
That's where you live, yeah. conveniently, you were at a warehouse in the stacks I believe it was the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
For the shopping.
It was, right next to where they did the bikes, so they just walked over, got their bikes done, mm-hmm. and came back.
Yeah, so you're only, a 5-minute drive from there if you haven't gone anywhere else.
Yep. And I have the Cadillac.
You do.
All right. You don't press the button.
You don't press the button.
Okay. So I guess I go.
All right. This is mostly for the people, for the audience at home. What does Rico wear to a first date? I'm curious.
Rico has never been on a date.
Is he wearing...
I made that canon, a while ago when we first started planning this.
Is he wearing the tuxedo
6-7
shirt?
Episodes ago?
Uh-huh.
Good. Shit.
Foreshadowing for days, y'all.
Is it the tuxedo t-shirt?
Is he in uniform or his costume, I mean?
Well, seeing as that's how he was originally introduced to her, CC's wearing a suit coat.
Yes!
Hey, she said she wanted to meet the cutie. This is the cutie. It's CC.
You weren't told that Damon.
You even mentioned that, and she goes, no, you.
she was very clear it was meant to be you.
Then she's again, she also somehow got my number without, and knows my secret identity.
Uh-huh.
This is not good. This does not end well. Oh, shit. Costume looks professional enough. It looks good enough.
With the coonskin hat.
Okay, yeah, no. That was the original costume.
I thought that's what you had originally. That's why I was.
That was the original costume, but with the suit.
Okay, so you're just going in suit.
Yeah.
And do you have the El Combustio mode on, or is it just a regular caddy?
Just a regular.
All right. So you show up to the address, which is a very large apartment building, skyscraper, and Guinevere is out on standing, you know, by the stairs in a little red dress.
Okay.
Looking beautiful as always. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, a little green dress because she's got red hair.
Yeah.
And let's
Christmas
let's,
colors, huh?
That's just
redheads look good in green.
They really do.
I mean, just look at Poison Ivy.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, she walks over to the caddy and just
get the door. She
waits.
I was raised by El Combustio, so you know it's like you got to do the chivalry shit.
You do have manners. You were raised properly. And she says, "Take me to your favorite place to eat in the city. I don't care where it is. I just want to get to know you better."
Okay.
And to home.
And what you're thinking is.
Home.
You're thinking, is this a test? And, she, and as this you're thinking, a test. As you're thinking that, she says, "Yes, it's a test."
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, where is Weasel's favorite place to eat in the city?
No. Okay, actually, that's actually a very smart move, but.
As he does, there's
visual stuff. Rob's throwing some visual sign language at me, and is like, "Actually, that's a good idea." And I had a thought about that. And
so, where do you take her? This is a test.
This is a test, and I had a great idea, and I've been thinking about this for about 5 weeks now.
Ooh, wow.
Maybe longer than that.
Do 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 do.
But you got a bun for that.
Yeah.
You do have a button for that. Yeah. I like Rob's idea, so it's two-step process.
I'm listening.
First, it's, you know, I'll send a text to Maria asking for an order of, you know, from her, you know, the...
From Maria's,
yes. And then... You know, we'll pick it up, but then I'll drive her to a, trying to think of what would be the best place, and I don't know how high I can actually jump. Good aerial view.
I mean, you currently have the keys that will get you up to the viewing deck on the Alano Spire, which is a mile in the sky almost.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's.
I was going to do the scene from Far From Home, the very end, of Spidey and MJ. The swinging, except this is Weasel, so
jumping.
Boost jump.
I mean, okay, the best view in the city is in the middle of the observation deck on the Alano Spire. It's like 1,500 meters tall, so in the observation deck is right on top.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fences and there's tables and stuff up there for supers to look to go to, you know, eat and while they're on watch. That would be the best view in the city.
And that's where I would go.
Cool. All the while she's pretty quiet. She asks you a couple like basic questions about like, you know, what do you do for fun, things like that. And I assume you give her honest-ish answers.
Yeah.
And she, you know, talks about like her. She's basically all she's doing is learning how magic works, because now that magic is back, it's a huge deal. Because she was always kind of like a hedge witch, in with the chemistry, looking for a chemistry degree, and now she switched over to actual doing alchemy and magic.
Yeah.
So now, to be clear, Riverside City University has always had a magic program, but it's always been like theoretical.
Right.
And
now it's real.
And the thing is, people didn't call it like a real degree.
Right.
Because, oh, it's in magic. Who gives a shit? But everything they learned is legit. Because she only hired real mages. So all the people who have gone through it, like, oh, I want a degree in magic. And they got it. And they're like, this is useless. Are now like, holy shit, magic works. I am wizard. I am first level wizard. Hear me roar. First or second level. Eventually you make it up there and you have a nice dinner. And she's very complimentary. And it's really, really pleasant. I mean, I'm gonna have you roll me two I'm gonna have you roll me any three social checks.
Deception.
Now,
intimidation.
You can roll three of the same, or you can mix it up and then tell me why you do that, and I'll tell you how the date goes. Because I am not going to role play a date with one of my friends. I'm just not going to do that.
Thank you.
as much as it would be funny, I don't need that.
All right. Is there a goal that I'm trying to beat?
No, I'm not telling you the goal.
Oh, okay.
My as a girl, my suggestion is to not, on the first date, be like, you know what? I really like you. Like, immediately. Okay. Just throwing it out there.
No.
Yeah, not the best idea.
Probably not.
Yeah. Don't scare her.
See, I'm going to use two social skills and one non-social skill.
I would like explanations, but okay. So, what are your goals from these rolls? And I'll ask as you roll each one.
Okay. So, the first one is the non-social skill, and it's going to be sleight of hand.
I'm listening.
It's a magic trick.
You do actual magic, though.
I know, but I no, I use powers.
True.
I don't define my skills right. as magic.
Oh, you know what? No, she'd be into it.
Yeah, exactly.
she'd be into it.
So you can roll sleight of hand.
All right, with a plus 13.
Ooh.
All right, there's a 16 on the die, so 29.
Okay. Next.
Next up is what would be performance at a plus 5. Not my best, but
I think go with persuasion.
Yeah, I'm saving that one for last.
Got it. Okay, for some for
payroll. To make up for the poor performance.
That's a 12 on the die, so a total of 17.
Still not bad. Okay.
Yep. And the last would be persuasion with a plus 8. So
I thought you'd use boom for something.
That would be a good choice, but I didn't think that would be a.
You could if you could have thought it through, but what
turn
would
turn into get? A fireworks.
I rolled an 8, totaling 16.
Now I have to do math. 33 plus. Well, you hit the threshold of 60. A headset.
That starting at 29
definitely really fucking really helps.
The gloves of thievery, man. If I'd used boom instead of that, it would have been plus 10 instead of plus 13.
What was his total?
Which wouldn't have succeeded.
Yeah. So I just barely.
It was 62.
Okay.
The date goes very well. She's very complimentary. She actually shows you some, like, legit magic she can do. Like, she summons up a ball of fire in her hand out of nowhere. She summons up a little, like, dust devil in her hand. You know, she has it, like, take the napkins and swirl everything up, and then when you look at it again, it's in the shape like a swan, because she used prestidigitation.
She does that cool magic trick with the candle and the water and the bowl.
Whereas I'm like, stage magic and power.
Yeah.
And she's, like, legit showing you real, like, magic.
That's awesome. I wish I could do that.
Well, anybody can learn. Or some people have it as a thing they learn. They kind of just have in them. It's weird. But that's what we're studying in class right now.
Hmm.
What does Cece do on the date?
Cece has been eerily quiet.
Oh.
Not eerily. Like, she knows that this matters to you. So when the conversation gets dull, she bumps in. Oh, she'd give you advantage on your persuasion.
Okay.
If you want it.
I still would have passed, but
you want it? There is a bonus at 75. I don't think you'll get there.
I rolled an 8. I can add 12. I don't think I can make it to 75. That'd be one off.
We get 74.
But yeah.
We get 70.
Sure, we get 70.
We'll see. All right, so I had 10.
That's what you needed. So
So that's an 18 instead of an 8, so.
Yeah, so now it's a 72. Plus 10. Okay. So she shows you some magic, and she actually shows you, mage armor, because that'd be, like, a big spell for her, because she's worried about getting mugged.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, watch this, and she just, like, takes a kitchen knife and, like, slams it against her arm and just bounces off.
Hmm.
She says, yeah, it's pretty neat. I don't know. It was one of the ones that Professor Tenzi made sure we all learned. It lasts a really long time, like all day.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be neat to show you.
It is very neat.
She's like, it takes a lot out of me, though. I need to take like an hour nap before I can get back, you know, the energy to do it again.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it goes very, I mean, what?
I get it.
Arcane Recovery.
Oh, I was going to say Warlock.
No, Arcane Recovery.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you know what? She says, you know what? And I have one other thing. And she grabs you. Like, she grabs you around the waist and then, like, hurls herself off the roof.
All right.
And she says, it'll be fine!
I'm out of spell slots. Right. I burned them all. I don't have Featherfall. All
right.
We ain't here.
And you see her take out, an owl. She see her take out a feather, and then it burns in her hand, and then nothing happens. But as you get 5 feet from the ground, you go, foom, 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 and you land in the caddy.
Huh. But the waiter still had my credit card.
I peed my pants.
And CC follows like a little bit behind because she like tried to be aerodynamic to not fall. And she says, that was awesome. I like her. She can't hear me. I like her. Yeah.
Do you want her to hear you?
No. It's your date. I'm gonna go to sleep now because I'm really scared.
You might have some pebbles in your hood.
And she curls up in the back seat, and Guinevere is just laughing her ass off.
Yeah.
Just,
aww. Like,
she says, "I have not gotten to jump off anything that high with that spell yet. That was awesome."
Aww. Yeah.
She says, "Call me Gwen. Only people I like get to call me Gwen, but I like you." And at this point, you guys have been talking for a couple hours. The date went very well, and she has you drop her off at the same location. And you know, as you get out and open the door, she gives you a kiss on the cheek and then runs inside.
Okay. I'm running out of room on my main page here. Information.
Quick information about Guinevere. How old does she look?
She probably looks about 21, 22.
Okay.
Low 20s.
I'd already saved her name on my character sheet as Gwen, so I was like, oh, shit. I don't have to edit it.
Aww. That was nice. I liked that.
It went very well. That went exceptionally well for how that could have gone if you'd rolled poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The threshold was 60. She's not an easy person to impress.
But you've already impressed her, you know? He's already impressed her. Remember?
No, he didn't impress her.
Yeah, she did.
She just thought he was cute and doing magic.
Oh.
That was all she cared about. Oh. So everyone goes home. Everyone has a good time. Weasel is probably pretty ecstatic that his date went that well for a first date. You get home and Alchemist Joan grills you like a fresh fish about the date.
I'll give him one of the leftover, you know. Empanadas or something. Here you go.
There was no leftovers. Gwen,
there was no leftovers.
Gwen,
okay.
Gwen put away as much food as you did.
You didn't get him like a little like to-go thing? Like,
he did.
This for El Comisión.
He went to Maria's, of course.
You may actually have done that. I just got something left to live in the car for him.
Yeah.
He says, thank you. Just demolishes a plate of empanadas.
Yeah.
Now give me the details.
Then, yes.
Do you give him legitimate details? Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how I did that the magic trick, because that was good even for me.
He says, it's going to be okay, Nieto. It sounds like it went very well.
Yes, it does.
Now, you don't have to call her tomorrow, but at least shoot her a text. Yes. I've been told that's the current right thing to do.
Yes.
It's very weird for an old man to text. I still call my lady friend, but that's just me. Okay. Unless you want to stay up and watch bad cape movies, you should go to sleep. Because I'm going to...
Probably. It's been...
I'm going to watch some old cape movies.
It's been a day.
I was going to suggest something, but if he's already going to go to bed, never mind.
I like to watch Stromboli versus the Plant Monsters. It's very funny.
So he's making a salad?
They're like steamed broccoli. You remember, they're like steamed broccoli men. It's very funny. He kind of mumbles to himself. He's like, it's very late. I'm going to go watch a movie. And again, he just walks over to like the in-home theater thing and he closes the door. And you guys go to sleep. No one has anything else to do? Going once?
Nope.
Twice?
I was going to suggest that when he got home, Bright Force and El Combustion were sparring in like the garage.
I thought he left you at the hospital with your dad.
Yeah. Well, that was...
Hours ago.
That was hours ago. Before the shopping trip.
Yeah, and I went to the
shopping. And before the date.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, we're talking like midnight now.
Yeah. Okay, let's flash over to Bright Force. Bright Force, where are you? Before the date.
Before the date?
Yeah. Because I pretty much know where they're going to be.
Well, no, that was the shopping's over, correct?
Yes.
So then she heads over to Allison's house.
Okay.
And then she kind of just gives those to her Allison and her mom, or Allison's mom, the 411.
Sounds good. Okay, that would take hours. So we're gonna jump from that.
I know. Yeah.
Over to we'll do Bedlam. Bedlam. Did you have anywhere to go, or are you just gonna kind of patrol for a while?
Patrol. I would talk with Damon just to give him a heads up on what I found out looking around.
And what was that?
Just the Damon.
Yeah.
Just about the people in black suits wandering around.
Where are they wandering?
Around what was it? The Suck? Yeah.
Looking for
They were all over the place a few weeks ago.
Rob, where does Damon go after the shopping trip?
Probably back to the restricted section of the library.
He's going to get his mileage out of that library card.
Nothing in particular. He's just looking for knowledge that he doesn't know.
Roll me straight intelligence.
I rolled a 2 plus a 5.
You find nothing interesting. It was straight intelligence.
Yep.
All right, so the next day. At 6 a.m., all of you are going to get a text.
Uh-oh.
And it just says, you know, it's the number you guys have for Zeus, and it's on your work phones.
Uh-oh.
And it just says, hey, guys, please meet me at the observation deck at noon today. All of you know the observation deck is actually where, is on top of the Alamo Spire in the middle of town.
Hey, I was just there.
I know. I was like, that's kind of hilarious.
All right.
I like to imagine there's still food wrappers up there because you didn't take care of them.
I was not expecting to jump off the roof.
Dining, dashing on Zeus's dime. Wow.
No, they paid for food.
I know. It was from her, yes, I know.
So, what does everyone do before that? Or are you just going to flash right there?
Flash 2.
I'm okay with the flash.
Yeah.
Zoom! Okay, I'm okay with the flash. Yeah, so I assume all of you guys, okay, when do you guys arrive?
11.
Oh,
jeez. Hour early.
That's how I've always had them.
I know. And I appreciate it.
11:45.
15 minutes early, okay.
11:45 sounds about right.
So, yeah, you guys coming together.
Basically.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Hey, stepsis.
Bedlam? Not step, path.
So that's the big question. I'm just going to roll a d20 to see how accurate... let's see.
You have a phone.
Yeah, that's 19. So yeah, I get there to the base of the building at like 11:58 and just start running up.
Up the outside of the wall. Yes.
Okay, that's a tall fucking building. You may not get there on time. Yeah, you would in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd be sweaty.
No, remember, he flies.
No, he said I'm running.
Running up the stairs, yes. Right? You're running up the stairs?
No, he's running up the side of the building because he can do that now.
There's literally a super speed elevator inside. You can just walk in and go, beep, with your cape, with your fucking badge, and just rips
you up. I'll do that. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'll just do that.
So at noon, on the head, Zeus comes up out of a hatch you didn't really see.
I thought he'd land.
Mm-mm.
Or teleport in.
Yeah.
And he is in just, like, casual clothes. Like, he's got on... like a graphic t-shirt, like shorts, and he's like, but they're obviously, they're designer, but he's like, this is what he had in his closet, like, not like intentionally fancy. He's this, guys, can you just, I need to get you all here, but can you come down in here? This is my, one of my apartments.
Okay.
Follows.
He says, this is where I grew up, and he takes you down in there. He says, it's not really where, you know, my wife and I live, but it's a place where I put up friends, you know, who need somewhere to be. And it's like my version of a guest house. And it's like a whole floor of this giant building. Massive. It's bigger than most houses. But he's like, yeah, it's my guest house. So he takes you guys over to a kitchen, and he takes you guys to like that living room where there's a ton of food spread out. He says, you know, you're free to eat whatever you want.
You heard him, Cece.
And there is food for Cece. So I got in an argument with the board last night.
Okay.
And I didn't win.
Okay.
Why are we here then?
That's why you're here. The division that you were part of with the Lana Technology no longer exists.
We're being fired?
Yeah, but I was not... Well, technically, yes. I had no say in it, and I'm working on recovering it, but it's one of the few things I don't have direct control over as part of my contract, with the fact that I'm allowed to be a CAPE and the CEO. I'm sorry, not CAPE and the chairman of the board. So, there's nothing I can currently do, with the exception of walk you through your new options. And because I have explored many of these options over time, and I thought maybe someone who's been there can explain what happens and how different situations work might be helpful. Now, he says, now if I find out one of you is truly without help, without, you know, the ability to work as a CAPE, I will find you someone. That don't worry about that. I can get you a job with the FSA today. Walk in there and say, they need a job, and here you go. You'll have your license. You're already licensed. That's easy. But I'd like to walk you through other options, okay? He says, and he pulls out a spreadsheet, and then he pops it up on the AR on the table so you guys can see it. And this is a legit spreadsheet I wrote up the other day, so I'm going to read off the headings, and then I'll read off what each category is, okay?
Yep.
Is everybody on the same page?
I feel like we're being fired, like actually fired.
You are actually being fired.
No, like in real life. Okay. Like you're reading off the options that we can do.
But in this case, this is someone who doesn't want to hire you, but is told your position doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So you've got where to work, the pay, what style of work it is, and then what level of support they're providing during that. So you've got the FSA. Base salary is $40,000 a year. It is a government-style job. 9 to 5, and but your level of support is very high. Contrasting Alano, which was $60,000 a year, but a loose style, basically do what you want, and the support level is also very high, but not as structured. Then you've got you. He says, well, some of you would at least qualify for the Elemental Fury, so they'd take the whole team. They don't pay as well; it's about $20,000 a year, but they give bonuses for performance, and they also help you get brand deals. It is a contract job. You would not necessarily work for them for 10 years. You work for them for, I believe it's, they do 6-month contracts. But they don't have very much support. I'd call it a mid to low level of support. Then we have the CAPE Crusaders. I'm not personally a fan of them, but I have to list them as an option. $50,000 a year, but they're more like a private military. They only go where they're paid. And they do not support their teams out in the field at all. So you guys could go solo, which means you get bounty work and whatever else you can scrounge up. But you'd be whatever you want, and I would be able to offer you a little bit of support there. I can let you use this apartment as your base of operations, so you wouldn't have to pay for a location to stay. He said there's 12 bedrooms here. You could find somewhere to stay. I'm sorry, no, he said there's 10 bedrooms here. You could find somewhere to be. Including one that could be converted to a prison cell pretty easily.
Okay. What does this mean about our current apartments in the arcology?
You'll have them till the end of the month, which is in 10 days. 30 days has nine days. He also says, now you can try and find a private benefactor, kind of like I would have been if I had not been explicitly blocked from doing it. Which you get bounty plus whatever they pay you, and then, but how they want you to work would be dependent on who you have. And I've got some friends who we could talk to, but they're not really in the position where they'd be able to help you like this. And you, they would probably provide you a little bit of support, but I don't know how much. Now, I know Claw is hiring for another super team, or cape team. They pay $50,000 a year, and but it is a corporate setting. You would be contractually obligated to work for Claw. They wouldn't really give you much freedom. But you get a decent level of support. I would call it high on this scale. And then finally, that's what I can get. That's what I can offer you. Now, if you want me to make phone calls, I'll make phone calls. But talk to me about what you're thinking. Because maybe I can give you pros and cons, and maybe I can help you.
Running the numbers, I believe the FSA would probably be the better of the options, followed by Claw Technologies. FSA is the 40K with high support, you said? And
very high.
Very high? And we would be going on patrols 3 times a week? And that's the
two,
only problem?
It is 2 mandatory patrols a week, plus if there's a meeting, you have to go to it. And that's the base level. And if you're called in, you have to show up within a certain amount of time.
So on-call hours as well.
100%. Got it. So 24/7 on-call, but you're only required to go in 2 times a week.
I'm liking the being, like, staying here and so, having base of operation here. But so what being, are those pros and cons?
So that would be create your own, which is you would not have any backup besides yourselves.
Yeah.
And if you call the FSA, they will show up, but you aren't FSA, so you won't get the credit then.
What, do we have 9 still?
That's also the thing. 9 is going to follow you wherever you go.
Oh, nice.
That was the one thing I could argue. She, because she's paid from the same department, and she said that she trusts you kids.
Yeah.
And she's going to go wherever you go, she will act as your home base. So don't worry about that. 9 is, that's why I hired 9, was to take care of you guys. And she said that she likes you enough that she's going to stay with you.
Okay.
So you do have that no matter where you go. And she's worked for the FSA before, so she would be able to be considered your handler if you go there as well. I've already cleared that. And right. he goes on to say how sorry he is that he doesn't have enough power to do what he wants. Maybe because as powerful as he is, bureaucracy is more powerful when it comes to like the fact that all his money is tied up in his family business. Do you want me to go... Are there any other questions you want me to go back over? Or what the benefits are?
Damon will actually ask for more details, but not necessarily needed for the podcast, though.
It's going to matter where you go now, because yep. That's what I had planned for the rest of this episode, was where you guys go talk to those people.
Yep.
Okay. So,
ask
the question.
There was no direct question, but I know my character would be having logistical stuff that I cannot think of currently.
Okay.
You insurance... 401k, so, healthcare, retirement.
The FSA is the best of all of those.
Because it's a government job.
It
sounds like the FSA is the best bet.
Out of curiosity, how much are... Okay.
Sorry?
No, so how much are bounties usually?
Anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000. I mean, if it's a really, really dangerous... Cowl, it could be even more, but they're very rare to have more than $5,000.
Based on previous performance, the last two people we caught were $5,000 each.
Correct. Those are mid-level cowls.
Okay.
I'm thinking FSA.
FSA is probably the best bet.
I'm thinking
Claw would be a good bet, but then we'd be a little more restricted.
Yeah, I don't think
Claw. Claw is, he says Claw's a great person. Zaya is a knight, really, really great person. His company is very restrictive. Nothing that bad, but he does have very strict, you know, you must be at this location for this amount of time, and you don't really get the freedom that you do from the FSA, because FSA knows that you need to go out and be, you know, you need to go out and be capes.
As Claw is all business, FSA is more governmental.
Correct. Think about, like, you're like field agents for the FBI. You're kind of out and about unless they need you.
Okay.
Which the FSA kind of functions like the FBI, but mostly for super related cases. You wouldn't be investigators. You would be boots on the ground. Actually, if you wanted to be investigators, that's something you could work towards. And if you...
For Damon, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
For the rest of us, we're all just kind of like...
I hit hard! I hit hard!
Well, yeah, we got the brains, we got the wisdom, we got the face, and we got the muscles. We are a perfect team.
Pretty muscles.
The cute muscles.
What about Cece?
She's the cute.
Muscles, yeah. We all know she's the powerhouse of the party.
Yeah,
she's also the second highest intelligence in the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, from what I can tell, you guys are thinking FSA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless something dramatic changes.
Well, no. Colin was saying something.
Colin hasn't said anything yet.
So, Colin, yes. where is Bedlam set?
I've been suggesting, why not just remain independent? Just be independent. We have a place of business.
I fucking told you that he was going to do this. I said it to you, and I was like, Bedlam will 100%.
I'm not gonna go against the party, since that's where I'm going.
So, guaranteed money and support is the main advantages of the FSA.
Yes.
That's the real reason I think we should go there, is because, like with Zeus's help, we actually have been supported. If we go solo, we have no support.
There is none.
Yeah.
We can't just say, Nine, we need help. We can.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. But with the FSA, let's say Nine is tied up or can't answer a phone. We at least still have some coverage.
I mean, you say, hey, Jen, I need this. And they say, we have three units on the way with you. No.
Also
full access to Jen.
Adding this is, if we mess up a mission and we have no support and we have nothing, I don't think we can even get that bounty, and we would have wasted time.
Correct.
And we don't have health insurance or 401k or retirement.
Yes.
Yeah, we're heroes. Yes. We're not going to live to retirement.
Cave. Speak for yourself, jackass.
The combustion is like, what are you fucking talking about?
What are you talking about?
He's not retired.
He's pseudo-retired.
Yeah.
He's still active.
He's still active FSA, right?
Yeah, he is still active as FSA. But he's not on the active duty roster.
He's more of a teacher role. That's kind of how I
figured. A backup.
He's like active reserves, in the military. Active duty reserves. Where if the shit hits the fan, he's getting a call. But unless that happens, he goes on his, once a month sortie to keep his shit together.
Yeah.
All right, so as you guys kind of coalesce on that idea, he is going to get a call, and he's like, hold on one second. Yeah, yes, I know. Oh, damn it. It's 1:30. Shit, okay. Guys, I'm so sorry. You stay here as long as you want. No one will kick you out. Don't move in, obviously, because... I don't think you're going on your own, but I do need to leave. If you're gonna go to the FSA, here's me. Yeah, he flicks you an AR card to all of you. You're gonna call this number and tell them that Zeus sent you, and that and make sure you text 9 your decision.
Okay.
You're gonna keep the phones. They were a gift.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
He says, and you still have my number if you really need me.
Thanks.
Trust me, I'll be there. They can't stop me from being a cape.
Well, they certainly could try.
They have multiple times. When you're one of the few, when you're one of the world class, world level capes, and they try and say, "Well, you're the CEO." He says, "Fuck, I'm not the CEO anymore. I'm the chairman of the board. Fuck off. I'm gonna do what I want." And then he did, and then I did. He says, "It means I'm not in charge of the day to day anymore, but I do get to, I'm in charge of major decisions, which is what I really needed to be." He says, "I have a meeting with the mayor, Mr. Giovanni Gentile. He's been trying to kill me since I was like 10 years old. I don't really want to go meet him, but I have to."
"Well, we can be on station for backup."
Don't bother. He's, like I said, he's tried to kill me since I was 10 years old. I'm pretty hip to his trick. And my wife's going to be with me too, so I'm not really worried about it.
The sound of a chipmunk.
you hear chittering from the phone. He says, "Yeah, okay, hold on. I got to go. Oh, all right, guys. It was lovely talking with you. You have my number. Tell 9 what your decision is. I got to go." And he just disappears. Yeah, there's a very minor smell of ozone that kind of wafts away up into the vents.
Ozone?
Champions thing.
No.
Every ability has to have different effects associated with it. Three and effects
some
for
sensory
every...
effects. Mm.
Okay, so you guys are gonna join the FSA.
That's what it sounds like.
Hey, cool. Considering I had planned so many things for you guys to work with the FSA, that's nice.
Well, gee, Paul, you gave us 3 options.
You gave a bunch of options.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I gave you 6 options.
6 options, sorry. I cut out after FSA, to be completely
that's
honest.
That's the first one I went through. On the card, it does say Brigid, and it gives you there's a phone number.
Well, who's going to call, and then who's going to text 9?
I guess I'll call. I'm kind of the face.
I'll text 9.
We haven't talked to her yet, though. Isn't this a bit premature?
You might want to call 9.
I'll call 9.
You are on the best relation with her.
This is true. I'll call 9.
All right, so ring, picks up. Yes, Bright Force.
Hi, so you know that we now know about what happened.
Boss told me yesterday.
Okay, and then we've made a decision.
I'm listening.
We're going with the FSA option.
I was kind of hoping.
They have pretty good 401k, I heard.
I didn't cash mine out, so it should be fine.
Yeah, you should be good. Anyway, so we're going to call them up right now. And then we'll let you know what happens.
Okay, so you all know that their office is like right down the hall from where we were staying before, right? Yep.
Yeah, but we got a fucking card with a phone number on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, she says, "Well, if you want, I can meet you where you are and be on the phone with you, or I can just meet you at the FSA headquarters."
To the headquarters.
Meet you at headquarters.
Okay, so just. Go instead of going to floor 100, go to floor 85, mm-hmm. In the Ilano Spire and the Ilano Arcology. I'll see you there.
Okay.
Are you gonna call ahead and let them know you're coming?
I figure we'll just kick down the door and watch what happens.
Yeah, that would be bad, Damon.
No, ignore them. Ignore them. We'll probably call.
Okay.
Do you think that's best?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Bridget. Oh, what's the number? What's the name on the card?
Bridget.
Bridget.
She's flipping through her phone. Mm-hmm. I think she's got it open at 3:00. So.
Oh. What's all the right. time?
It's 1:30.
It's about 1:30.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll meet you on the 87th floor. You said
85th.
85th floor.
At 3:00.
At 3:00.
We should probably call her now and let her know that
she has an appointment at 3:00.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. See you there.
All right. Bye.
Click.
Now it's my turn.
It's a smartphone. It doesn't bend.
Okay, so I guess I'm making the next phone call.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Trying to call and set up the appointment. Yay. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so ring, ring. And there is an extent. There's like a number, and then there's an extension. There's a number, like, and then a space, and then there's another number, and then there's an extension that's like 5 digits long.
So here's what I do. I take my phone and I scan the card. So like I click the button on the, you know, it's an AR, right? Yeah. So it's obviously something on the card or whatever.
You just tap your phone to it, and it goes, and it
cool.
Rings. You pick up the phone, and you hear it like bypassing menus.
Man,
and then
this is
press,
great.
It goes, press,
it goes,
press.
It goes, It rings once, rings twice, rings three times.
Internet hear, help desk, how may I ignore you?
And then you hear, like...
All of our consoles are on the phone with other customers right now. Please check again later.
A very tired-sounding Irish-accented lady answers, and she says, hello?
Hello, this is Weasel.
Combustion's grandson, yes.
Yes, yes. We were told to give this number a call if we decided, from Zeus.
Excellent, so you did decide to come this way.
Yes, it seemed like the best option.
When can I get you in to go through orientation?
Well, technically, we're upstairs, but...
no, you're not. No, you're across town.
We're across town. Oh.
You're at the only spire of Zealand Arcology.
Okay, I was not... I thought you were saying we're literally just upstairs
from where you usually go.
Okay, then we're going...
You're across town.
Yeah, okay then.
So it was an hour and a half.
3 o'clock?
No, there is a tunnel underneath which will shoot you right over, which you do know about.
And we all have, like, bikes that can go fucking lightning.
There's a tunnel underground, which is explicitly for FSA traffic that you now qualify for.
Yeah. But, yeah, so would 3 o'clock work?
I think I have that's the next opening in my schedule.
Excellent.
You'll be bringing 9 with, I've been told?
Yes.
Excellent. It'll be nice to have her around again. It's been years since I got to spend any real time with her.
Yep.
Okay. So I will see you at 3 o'clock. Please be prompt and be aware that there will be a power dampening scanner that'll be used on you when you come in. So if you have any abilities that are tempering your bodies, you may want to brace yourself.
Okay.
Capes or no capes?
Hmm?
Do you want suit or no suit?
Whichever you'd like. You're all registered, so.
Yeah.
And as long as you come in through the private entrance, your identity is safe.
All right.
Don't come in she just says, I have to say this, do not go to the Alano Spire, go to the Alano Arcology. Yes, I'm aware this is confusing considering that has the big FSA logo on the side. Don't go to that building, that is a public front.
You'll never guess where we're at right now.
Yes, don't go to that building, go to... Excellent. I have, you hear her tapping on the computer pretty quickly... I have adapted your CAPE licenses to give you provisional members, so you'll have access to FSA shortcuts.
Okay.
Through the city. Of which I will give you a map and orientation.
All right. This will definitely help me. I mean, what's my background again? I get all the shortcuts?
Yeah, urchin, yeah. So, this is like that on crack.
So instead of half, you get eighth. Wait, what?
Woo!
No, but no. There's particular locations that you can get to much more quickly, like major landmarks, because you know there's a tunnel you can slip into, just because it's like 3 cars wide, and if you're on a motorcycle, even if there's cars coming, you can go up the wall.
Yep.
You
know?
Okay, right, so
there's our plan.
It is like 1:45 at this point. What you gonna do until you go there?
Still show up early.
Okay, so you're going
to
get
there. It takes a while to get there, so... Yep.
It'd be... With the tunnel, it'd be about a 15-minute ride.
I take my time. And I meet 9.
We meet 9 there, I believe.
Yeah, we'll go meet 9.
Yeah, you're in... It's in the private, like,
85th floor.
Mm-hmm. So...
I'm going to go early so I can meet up with 9.
Okay, so I believe Damon is an hour early. Everyone else is 15 minutes early, and Damon Bedlam barely on time.
That sounds like our usual.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, are we all just going in a group, or are we all?
I assume you guys just travel as a group over there because it's kind of what you're doing.
Yeah, if we're in a group, we'll show up at the same time. Right.
So you go over. Let's say you go over a half hour early because you're like,
oh, split the difference.
Yeah, exactly. That almost late, and then an hour early, we'll go a half hour early.
How's your character handling being a half hour early instead of an hour early?
Well, he's got a nervous tick. Basically, he's checking security, actually keeping an eye on everything.
Yeah.
That's why he always goes early, is...
he wants to do that.
Well, to get the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys get naked to the underground parking garage, and you arrive as Nine arrives. She power slides her car in, you know, parks it perfectly.
I need to work on that.
She says, oh, you're all here. Excellent. Well, let's just go up. We'll wait. Maybe Bridget will get done a little
early. Hi, Nine. Waving enthusiastically.
Hi, Bright Horse. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah. I was gonna leg swipe her for some reason.
It's nice to not be in the secretary role I was in for a while. So,
yeah.
I don't get me wrong. I love Zeus, but he's not great at the logistical side of things.
I hear he's taken.
Very. and his wife would kick my ass, and I don't really
figure
want
I
to.
Get like the glaring daggers for the comment.
No, she just says very, and his wife would kick my ass, probably.
Yes,
probably.
Yes, she would.
It'd be a fair fight till the squirrels get involved.
till the seeds start flying.
All right, so you guys go. So she points to the elevator. She says, "Does anybody have any powers that are reinforcing their bodies right now?"
Not that I'm aware of.
No. That one?
Bedlam does.
We all look at Bedlam.
Yeah.
So,
my intelligence will drop.
Also, your like physical fortitude is going to be dampened.
I'm not in my wild shape form.
But you're right. Okay, so you guys get in this elevator.
I wonder about Cece, and if she starts to have issues, I can just dismiss for, yeah. And I'm talking with her about this, like, you know, I really don't want you getting hurt.
She's like, yeah, just send me away. I'll call me back when you go upstairs.
Gotcha.
Poof. Yay, power dampening avoidance.
So you get in the elevator and the door closes and you hit the button and you all feel a full body. You all feel weaker, slower, just like all your powers are turned off. It's really uncomfortable. It feels like you're missing a part of yourself, especially for Weasel, who's had his powers his whole life. And same thing with Damon. It feels wrong. Like, part of yourself is missing. It's like missing your, like, you know, your left leg is there and you look down and it's there, but it's like, that's missing, you know?
My character feels like this, meme I read recently. I'm not dumb. I have bad luck at thinking.
Yeah.
So, and Nine's like, God damn. And she's like, almost like curled up in a ball on the ground. She's like, I fucking hate this elevator.
Yeah,
I have a question.
But no, she's like curled up in a ball, like on the, in the, like, make sure we hit the right floor, you know?
So Bright Force would have the same powers that she, or the same strength that she had
before, not, you
the,
wouldn't be
before
as,
the surge.
Correct.
Yeah, so she's back to kind of like normal.
No, her, yes.
She was strong, but then it was amplified by the surge.
She was like a 14, and now she's a 20. So yeah, you feel significantly weaker.
Yeah.
Your armor's heavier. Your everything's heavier.
Well, then I just like, whoop.
Yeah. So, you guys make it up, and then Nine kind of like crawls out of the fucking elevator, and she's like, God damn, I hate that elevator. As she stands up, and you watch lightning crackle along her whole body as she, like, her bones crack and everything.
And well, I should try to help. No, Cece comes back as soon as I know we're safe out of the stupid elevator of death.
It stops any shapeshifters or ghost types or... It's not actually the elevator. It's the elevator shaft.
How did Bedlam take it?
Oh, Bedlam, you were probably... Because you had it your whole life. You were probably very similar to Nine. Because you're...
Yeah, I've also been moving at, like, half speed. So it's, like, halved my speed.
Yeah.
Just going up that elevator.
It's very you're probably slumped against the wall. Like, you are uncomfortable. You feel less healthy. You feel like the slightest sneeze can make you sick.
I get anyone
like
that's
the light
struggling.
Inside me has vanished.
I help anyone
like the sun inside me has vanished.
Yes.
Anyone that's struggling to get out of the elevator. Out of the elevator.
And not you know, Nine and Bedlam probably both thank you. Mm-hmm. So you guys are in this, you know, very nice I think I've already described this once in the podcast, but you're in the FSA waiting room that you've been in once. I believe you've been in once before. It's in white marble floors. There's a desk with three people sitting at it. There's a curved staircase leading up to a loft up above where those people are sitting, a little bit recessed. There are doors behind the three people at the desks, and from behind the three people who are sitting, the three receptionists who are all chittering pretty constantly. Nine walks over and says, "We're here to see Bridget, please." Okay, well, we'll get you in to see Bridget as soon as we can. If you could all just go through the left door on that sign, please, and please just go sit down. We will make sure she comes to get you. You guys go, and they lead you into it's a comfortable waiting room. There's it's around a table. Like, it looks almost like a conference room they put you in. And about 2:45, Bridget comes back and says, "I finished with my other people early. I'm so sorry.
We got here early. We don't mind waiting.
We can take your orientation here if you'd like. Nine, I'm going to assume you remember the orientation." She just nods. "Yeah, I do. Yeah, I used to give it. Yeah, I know. Thank you. You're going to be their handler, correct?" "That would be the case, yes." "Okay, excellent." She hands her she flashes over an AR card to Nine, says, "You're free to go back to your old office. It's still open." I'm sorry, it's open again. And she says, "Excellent, I will do that." And Nine just walks. She says, "Have fun, kids."
I just imagine an alternative conversation. "Your office will be open again in 2 hours.
We gotta kick the person out of it.
Yeah.
I thought the alternate conversation in my head was, "Are you gonna be their babysitter?" "Yes." "Okay. There you go."
Okay. So she says, "Excellent." She says, "All right." It's not very complicated. She walks you through the basic CAPE rules. Things like you can't force someone to show their identity. It's even if they're a cowl, unless they've been tried. You are required to make 2 patrols per week each. But as you are hired as a team, you'll be required 3, because it will be as a team. And beyond that, if there's an all call, you're to arrive within 15 minutes. If you're in city, if you're out of city, let us know. That, and we will put you on an extended patrol. So, if...
Wait, I know that. That's code for something.
Yes, extended patrol is... I don't want to be there right now. But yeah, if you're on extended patrol, we won't require you to be in for an all-call. So, 3 patrols per week, because you're a team. And then you have to make any all-calls. You must be here within 15 minutes. If you are in another part of the city and you have trouble getting here, there are FSA pods you may take in each quadrant of the city that will get you here within 10 minutes. Or take the Outer Ring Road. The Outer Tunnel, there is an FSA portion of it that is, that lane that no one's ever in, that's us. So just get in it, and there is no speed limit for you.
Except for the guy ahead of us.
And most of them will realize how fast you're moving and they're going the same place. So either they'll speed up or get the hell out of your way.
There is a speed limit. It's as safe as you can drive.
Yeah, exactly. We have driving experts who can go faster.
Hi.
9 was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you guys go through orientation. Weasel, you've already gotten a preliminary one of these when you were a kid. Because they thought you were going to go FSA and you didn't. So you've actually already got most of this. You're given a list of rules, things that are... unacceptable. It's generic, don't be a scumbag, basically.
Don't post on social media. Your job, working with FSA.
Your public personas, which, if you're public, that's fine. We need to know. Is anyone here public identity? She asks.
I've been considering it.
There's no difference in pay or anything like that. We need to know. Because we protect your identity if you're not.
Well, I've been considering it because, my grandpa is. So, I don't really get a choice. Oh, you're El Combustion's grandson. You must be... Oh. And this is exactly how he's saying it, in that tone and everything. Because it's just like... So, why the hell not? It wasn't my decision, so...
Okay, so we won't put any special protections on your identity. But the rest of you, we will... and he lists all of your property.
I don't have a secret identity.
You don't?
I forgot your open identity. I'm just walking around without a mask on.
So we won't bother with yours either. That makes so much more sense now. Deimos, we know. She would say Deimos. We'll make sure that your identity is protected as best we can.
What was the last name that she said? Or did she just say Deimos?
She would have both. Boswell and... Whichever one's the correct one is the one she'd use first. And then the assumed one is the other. And we'll do our best to... We've noticed that there's been some unusual chatter with you recently, so we'll do our best.
I would like to know as much information about that as I can.
I'll have one of the analysts talk to you.
Yeah, I've had a recent break-in at
That's
my
That's what we're talking about. We do keep track of all the capes in the city. Just in case they ever do come our way.
And?
Oh, Bright Force. Yes.
You forgot about me.
No, I didn't forget about you.
No, you did. This is Bright Force absolutely talking to the person because she ignored her.
I was just giving you for last.
No.
Yeah.
Your father, you were going to wrap last, up.
Your father? No, your father's a public figure.
Yeah.
Are you still living with him?
Technically, yes.
Okay. You will... Well, you're underage.
Yeah.
So, yes, you will be required to live with him unless you'd like to live with Nine.
Is that an option?
as she's your handler, she is required to take care of any underage supers. However,
me and Nine will be best friends. We'll make a friendship bracelet.
I know she's particularly awful to live with because she was my roommate for a while.
What kind of roommate is she like?
She's the up at 4 a.m. kind of roommate.
So am I!
Yeah, but yours was out of fear.
No, mine was out of getting out of the house early.
Exactly, out of fear.
You can discuss that with Nine. But if you do end up living with your father, we'll have to have a conversation with him.
He's open to having a discussion like that.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Now, with seeing his political views do not necessarily line up with the FSA's. We were a little worried about that.
It's a work in progress.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for you guys there. Is there anything else that I can help you with? You will be provided, besides your salary, you'll also be provided an apartment to live in at a pretty reasonable rate per month, which we'll just take out of your checks if you'd like. We actually cleared it with Alano to just give you the same rooms you have. It's just the same floor. Instead of moving you three floors down, you know, we'll just let you keep the same rooms.
Okay. I don't think I'll need one, but I'll, I'm fine where I'm at.
Okay. We will not dock that from your pay then.
Appreciated.
All right. Is there anything else you need like to ask Bridget before we end for today?
Yeah, my secret identity, I still have never told my party, and you just did in front of everyone. Never again.
You did tell the party.
Not the
other first
name. Not
the last,
And the second name was said on a computer, but she wouldn't know that.
Yes, but not the other name either was ever mentioned.
Correct. She would, but... It's assumed that teams have exchanged information.
It is assumed, but she assumed incorrectly.
Yes.
And that's what he's
trying
to point
out.
Yes. Now, to be clear, you know that your file will be available to your team. That is part of the FSA contract.
Yes.
Okay.
I just don't like it being said in the open.
Oh, no. This room is you notice you haven't gotten a text, you haven't gotten a call. It's...
You actually have no signal.
Yeah. This is one of the safest rooms for information exchange in the world. It's what we do.
But so, I regard my secrets as my secrets. I do not like being transferred.
That is on you. And you should have said, don't say my name.
Well, you did without me ever being able to say anything like that.
Well, then when she said Deimos, you could have said, not the last name.
Then,
in which case, she would have stopped.
Then he would have done that.
Okay, then that's what happened. She says, Beware, your team does have access to your file, as per protocol. Just in case.
Do you want to find out?
We just
actually,
like,
no, I know
just,
where you live.
This is telepathic.
No, we so, both just like kind of look at each other.
So here's the real question: would anyone even bother giving the last name a second glance?
No.
No.
No one here has enough knowledge of history for it to matter to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bright Force has a shot. Okay, whatever.
Bright Force has a shot because she's proficient, but. Not a good chance.
I won't try because I feel like if I heard it, I would be like, I don't feel like I need to hear this. So,
and with that, it's time to end. My name is Paul Van Der Eden. I'm the author of the Rosehead City Chronicles. You can find my book on Amazon, which is the inspiration for this podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. And you can follow the podcast at RSCPod. That's all I've got. Colin, what do you got?
Don't really have any social media, but I did see a pretty good documentary on Netflix last night called Seaspiracy. Pretty interesting documentary about how plastic ends up in the sea. It's behind
oh,
the
I've heard
market.
About that one. I heard about that one.
What?
It's a good documentary.
No, it's actually really good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you should watch it tonight.
Moving on. Rob, what you got?
You can follow me on Twitter at RSCPodRob. X-Victim?
That would be me. Hi. You can find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike. And, you know, just let me, you know, give me a shout.
Natalie, what you got?
I'm Natalie. Who could I? You know what? I'm going to dedicate this episode and shout out Paul. Paul, you did a good job tonight. That's it. Okay. Bye!
Instead, can you just shout at him instead of...
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye!
Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.